I'm just saying that my opinions now is not the opinion of the medical city where I train.
Okay, there we go. There we go.
Right.
Disclaimer, guys. Listen to that. Listen to that.
I love how you said community. That's like, I think that's something that a lot of people haven't realized just yet. But dealing with COVID and adapting to COVID-19 rather, and adapting to what is currently the new normal until a vaccine is found, really takes a community to come together and like find whatever you can do, be it staying home or be it, you know, not doing unnecessary things and all of that, to be able to minimize risk for yourself and for like people you go home to, right? I'm sure it was scary for you in the beginning. You would go to a hospital, so di ba parang pare umuwi ka sa bahay nun, or how paano yung schedule nun?
Basically my room became like my house, so I would go to work and then when I'd get home, straight to my room. But changed, like I had like I'd follow like a specific, basically every day when I'd get home, I'd have an area where I'd change, use different slippers in the house, and then go directly to my room, have a shower, brush my teeth, etc. And then I'd be here the whole time, so just in the room or garage. I wouldn't eat with my, because my parents are seniors, right? They have lots of comorbid, so it'd be very irresponsible on my part to hang around with them when I come into contact with patients who are COVID positive or probable.
Grab it, because you're right there with them, but then totally different. You must be tough, like at the beginning especially, because hey, you're not sure.
Actually, the scary part was like, you know, the first like few months, like whenever you'd feel like coughing, man, that's stressful. In the hospital, you wanna cough, and then your like coworkers are there, and whenever you like, just like kunyari, your throat is itchy and shit, you cough, parang you get bad looks and stuff. So,
oh, for
but,
sure.
The community naman in the hospital is very like, especially for our department. We're a tight knit group, so seeing each other. Well, it was hard at first because you can't really, like, you know, you can't eat together, etc. But after that, like, we're also like a community, like the medical community. So we help each other get through stuff. So made it much easier.
Yeah, but you're curious about, like, I guess, like, how did you mentally cope with this? Because I feel like, I mean, I guess we're me and Snap, we're like, outside looking in. I mean, with us, you already got scared in the beginning about, like, stress of the pandemic. But you as a doctor, also knowing, I guess, probably, well, no, you definitely have a lot more knowledge than all of us.
Oh,
so like,
there of us, yeah, for sure. But,
so what was, like, your mental, like, state? Like, what was... How was your mental process, emotional processing throughout this pandemic?
I think like having a good support system really helped. Like Kathy, I spoke to Kathy every night. She's actually done with her fellowship training in allergology. So as of right now, she has no work. So every night when I get home from work, we talk about my day, etc. I think that helped a lot. Also, the words of encouragement from friends, family, I think that helped a lot as well. But most of like me specifically, like it was surreal. It really didn't hit right away. Like it was like basically the whole pandemic, especially the first few months, when like the strict ECQ was being implemented, it was like a dream every day. Like EDSA was fucking empty and shit.
No
traffic whatsoever. Nothing was open. Scary times. But like, after a while, you get used to it. Some of the things we did to cope. I guess Netflix helped a lot. Yeah, Netflix.
For sure, yeah. Man.
I bought some home gym equipment, man.
I see
before
that.
It started getting really expensive. Man, it got really expensive. Thank God for the ones who were selling at a cheaper price. So I got that kept me sane. So basically, support system, working out, I guess. Netflix and PS4. PS4 helps a lot. Just get your mind out.
What do you play?
Yeah, got the last Modern Warfare. Actually, okay. My brother did, so I just borrowed.
Solid. Sino ka laro mo, sila Rocky?
Yeah. 2K20. No, just myself. I don't like ano eh.
Like, online
stuff. Okay. I play like single player.
Okay.
So campaign.
I had a phase then where I was playing, the first 3 months I was playing Tekken. And Mortal Kombat. And then I started playing basketball again. Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta own that, man.
Like, I'm obsessed with the basketball now. Like, the last...
In your place lang, Nikki. You guys just play that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a half court, so, like, you would be able to play 3-on-3, 4-on-4 among everyone in the compound lang. So, everyone was safe. And, yeah, it was fun, man. Like, really a good way to release steam. Gets pretty intense. It's not friendly basketball.
Well, let's lighten the mood. Jiro, why don't you share with us, why did you decide to go to med? I don't think I even know the answer to this question.
I don't know the answer to this too.
We've known each other for years. As in,
I wish I knew as well. No, I'm just kidding. Actually, it's a shallow reason. Like, we're 90s babies. So, you guys remember Doogie Howser?
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, man.
Patrick Harris. So ever since, parang I just wanted to become either a professional wrestler, which my parents hated. This is like grade school me. Professional wrestler, an NBA player, or a doctor. So two out of the three choices were really far off. And I suck at math. The
same here.
Doctor's still pretty difficult.
The
amount of stuff they had to study, intense.
True. But it's more of, I think with medicine, it's more of perseverance. Like, you don't have to be the smartest person in the world. You just have to persevere. Because it's a long, long process. You get like 3 to 4 years of pre-med and then 4 years of med proper. You get internships for the boards. And then depending on your, your specialty. For surgeons, they have 5 years of general surgery, and then you have to add subspecialty. So by the time you finish, you're like in your mid to late 30s.
How do you hack that, bro? Like, what are your, I guess, like life hacks in terms of stay? Because that's like you're running a marathon, not a race, not like a sprint. Like, how do you pace yourself to stay in that zone of being able to study and, you know,
continuous learning and all of that?
Well, in med school was fun because it was like, I would tell people this, they were like, how do you survive med school? I would tell them med school is like, basically, like if you have a good set of friends, like Snaps, cousins in Marco, it was like basically a second high school. So it's like high school, you go to college, and then you go back to high school technically. So it was fun, stressful yet fun. So but after that, that's when it starts getting stressful. When you really deal with like patients and stuff, when you're training already, the residency training, it's still fun because, I think it's fun for me because of the people I work with. I don't know about other like departments or other specialties, how they cope with their. But for me, like every day is not. It's not a chore going to work. It's fun. It's fun for us.
So you, because it's, you enjoy it, talaga. Like there, you accept that there's stress, but it's like it's part of any job anyway, right? Dealing with stress.
Yeah. It's a thing you have to do. Like, it's so a job first and foremost. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go to your head. The opposite of what you are now. So as a wrestler, what's your take on the word jabroni? Because it's a real word.
It's a real word, yeah.
Oh, man. It's been a real word for me since way back. Actually, I saw it on Instagram. Apparently, The Rock didn't coin that word pala.
Who did?
Like, my childhood was shattered. It wasn't The Rock. Parang it's a real term like wrestlers used to describe like a jobber or something. Like someone who specifically loses in wrestling. Like not one of the stars.
Damn.
The Rock just...
I had no idea. I thought The Rock coined that term.
It's a fun word to use. Parang word that gets a jabroni.
Yeah.
You know what I miss a lot? Ponti. That's a place. Yeah,
Ponti was good times, man.
Oh, super. Place to be, definitely.
I think that's
like, I remember when we started becoming friends, Nikki, Fiamma pa.
Fiamma. Oh my god, yeah.
Yeah.
Same group of people, the one in Ponti and Fiamma.
Fun times.
Yeah, those were good times, man. And I don't know if that's ever going to happen again because it's like you're never that young and free. You don't have a lot of responsibilities. You're just going to school and getting drunk and enjoying. The privileged life.
Before the pandemic, like last year, me and a couple of friends with their significant others, we went to Poblacion because it's the in thing. Like, parang we were there quite early, around 10 o'clock. Then around 12, we were already tired. Parang, guys, let's call it a night
now. Yep.
Like, before you go out, 12 pa lang sa start, and then you'd see so many people, exciting times. But now, man, I don't know anyone. If ever you're gonna see someone, it's like a younger... Like,
we have like 5 to 6 years before we're 40. So we're definitely not in the young game anymore.
I'm pretty young. I think that's pretty young.
Yeah, but not
we're still young.
Not hitting the clubs, man. Like,
the club anymore,
man. I mean, come on, that's a thing of the past.
Somebody's birthday, we'll attend. Somebody
but we're not going to the club till 5 a.m.
Nah.
Our thing now is weddings. Weddings. Those are the
children's parties. Yeah. Grabe.
Yeah.
Oh man, but it's fun too. There's always beer.
Goes to show, party peeps the parents before.
Yeah. I think it's hereditary talaga. Even our kids are probably gonna grow up to be like, party kids. you have to accept that.
Assuming that everything is okay now by that, like vaccine wise, for sure, 100%,
diba? Hopefully. This is it's stressful not being able to see like relatives, friends.
Yeah,
it's taking a toll on everyone. What do you think about the vaccine, Jiro? Tingin mo, sino mauuna dun?
I don't know, man. That's more of R&D stuff. But like with all medication and vaccines, I think the most important thing is, I think it's a safety first. Because it really takes a long time for vaccines and medications to be approved. So, it has to go through specific testing and it has to go through some quality standards for it to. You can't rush. Like, for example, the bad thing about rushing certain medications and vaccines are you don't know the ill effects. So, and at the same time, you're not sure of its efficacy. So imagine them releasing a vaccine that's not really effective, and it gives people false senses of a false sense of confidence that they won't get sick with COVID. So that could lead to another spike in cases. So it's a dangerous thing. But at the same time, we also need to... rush is not the right word. Or fast track. But we need the vaccine or like a cure for that. Because we have to go through with our lives, right? Like so many, so many people lost their jobs. A lot of different businesses were affected. So eventually we have to, like, it's a balance between, I think, the medical side and the economy side. So I think there should be like the balance between them. Because the problem now for me personally is that people are not taking into consideration the other side. So they could either be too focused on the medical side but not thinking of the business and not really business but the livelihood side. And on the other hand, the people who are thinking of the livelihood side, they're not thinking medically. So, for example, like, what do you call this, a person who's hard on money right now. But the thing is, if you get sick, it's very expensive to get sick, especially with COVID right now. Bills in private hospitals reach around 1 to 2 million, and that's minimum. If you don't fucking die from the disease, you'll die from economic problems, the stress of the
situation,
yeah. It's more of a balance with everything. But I agree that we also have to restart the economy. But I think we should start listening to experts. Experts should be the ones crafting rules and regulations rather than, I don't want to be political, but rather than just some random person who's appointed. We should appoint people who are knowledgeable about certain things rather than palakasan and stuff.
Now, I'm going to keep things optimistic. Like what, what countries currently do you think are good examples of how they're dealing with the pandemic? And like, do you have any insights on that?
Actually, I haven't been following that much what they're doing. Like, the ones who are doing well, huh? I just heard from like Kathy, like, I think it's New Zealand, but it's the one who's doing well.
Yep.
Usually the ones in the news, because the ones I get to really follow are the ones that are doing poorly.
I think we're in that list too, right?
Yeah, we're in that list. So I'm not quite sure. But I'm guessing it's the countries who are using like facts and experts who are deciding on the country's future. Those are the ones that are probably doing well.
Yeah, definitely. Scientists and like maybe people who are really familiar with this type of, well, not a pandemic, but like addressing viruses and bacteria. I mean, I don't know what the proper medical term is.
But they should be part of, for me, they should be part of drafting the rules and regulations, but at the same time, it should be a holistic thing, rather than just, you can't just have doctors, because like me, I know nothing about like business and stuff, like very limited knowledge in the economy. So you wouldn't want like the economic future of a country being decided by a medical doctor. You want something more holistic, and I think it's more of understanding. I think everyone should be more understanding of each other's expertise.
Yeah, it makes a whole lot of sense.
Since you're in the medical circle, do you feel like do you feel hopeful, you know, with the things you've been seeing, right? With you, not in just medical terms, but like in terms of humanity and the way people are, like, I guess, like, I'm curious to hear about your experiences with that and what makes you hopeful.
Well, what makes me hopeful? It's a pretty tough question.
Yeah, I know.
Kathy yung sagot, pero madaya yun.
Yeah, don't say Kathy, man. Do not say Kathy. Not love. Don't go there.
Personally, I think people who know me personally, they know I'm a very positive person. So I'm hoping for the best. Like early on in the pandemic, I was expecting this to be done by late. Even as a doctor, I was hopeful that this would be gone by the per months. We're in the per months already.
Yeah.
How long was SARS? Just for like context.
I think like a year or two or something like that. But the thing is with SARS, because it wasn't that like the mortality rate was high, but in terms of the
infection,
infectivity, I don't think it was as bad as this. Because this one, kasi, this COVID virus, the hassle, have you watched, what movie was that?
Contagion?
It's like a pandemic movie. Yeah, Contagion. Yeah,
yeah, man, that was intense.
It's like, it basically what's happening right now, ba? Well, people should watch that movie, actually.
Okay.
Learn, like,
I'll check it out.
Oh, you haven't seen that snap? Dude.
Perfect.
It's like
movie
foreshadowing.
Yeah.
Oh, pretty freaky. Man, that's
pretty freaky.
I thought we were trying to figure out who's making Jiro hopeful.
Well, I
you
mean,
guys are here.
We already.
I mean, I guess with the little things lang, bro. Like, parang, I'm sure there are things.
Yeah,
that,
it doesn't have to be grand.
It doesn't need to be a grand. Like, with, like, in your north, like me, honestly, now, like, I have a guilty pleasure of, like, when I feel like I'm just, like, going crazy at home, I'll go drive through for Starbucks. You know, and just that act of drive through makes me feel
a bit normal.
Yeah, diba? Then I'll just park my car, and I mean, sometimes it's kind of bittersweet, but like I'll just drink my coffee while watching a podcast inside my car. You know what I mean? Parang wala eh. But it feels good. It feels good.
Yeah. Things you take for granted before.
Dude, diba? Parang
sobra.
Actually, going to work is something that I look forward to because of the fact that I'm stuck in my room the whole day. It's nice going out. You get to talk to, like, even though we're in the hospital, you get to talk to your fellow coworkers, the nurses and staff members. So I think that's another thing that's keeping me sane.
I'm curious, bro, about your. I mean, you guys have a pretty complex suit up right now. Like, I've no idea how does it, can you walk us through that?
It's less for us because we're in radiology, but you said there's a subspecialty of radiology called interventional radiology. So, interventional radiologists, or IRs, what they call it, basically, they're the ones that do the minimally invasive procedures with the use of image guidance. So there's been a lot of referrals for, like, what do you call it? Thoracentesis, pigtail insertions. Basically, draining fluid from the pleural cavity, basically your chest cavity. Because initially, a lot of COVID patients didn't present with pleural effusion. That's just pleural effusion is a term given for fluid within the in between your chest wall and lungs. So accumulation of that fluid can cause difficulty of breathing, etc. Different complication. So there's been a rise with patients who are positive or what they call this, or probable COVID suspects who have, like, fluid in their lungs. So there's been a lot of referrals. So for us, we have to assist our consultants, IR consultants. So the donning and doffing is such a hassle. Like, if you've ever worn, have you ever tried? I saw Snap has a photo with his daughter wearing full PPE.
I haven't.
Fucking bad. Yeah, the hazmat, the pain in the ass. Like, especially if you come into contact with someone who you know is a positive patient.
Oh, man.
Because that's stressful. If you're just wearing a hazmat, knowing you're just going to go out, the stress is less. Because you're like...
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to get anything here. But the thing is with the hazmat, it's such a pain in the ass because it takes so long to put on. And then once you're in it, you'll do a procedure for like a couple of hours. And it, I kid you not, it's like a sauna suit, man. And for some reason, whoever spread the thing that the virus dies because of heat, man, I hate the fucking person. Because everyone keeps fucking turning off the aircon. Like, even in hospitals, like, you go to a procedure, there's no, like, the centralized aircon's off. And then you're in a hazmat. It's fucking crazy. Like, you lose water weight in that span of like a couple of hours. And after that, you have to doff. And then doffing is the removal you have to be careful there because of the fact you can get infected if you don't properly.
Do you drench? Do you guys
usually
get drenched?
Usually, like, after procedure, sir. You know, like, because we're on duty, so we're on duty straight 24 hours for department. So for IR referrals, we go to them the third years, which is my year now. So siguro after, like, while the procedures are done, I usually shower. And we usually, like, we have scrubs in the hospital. So once it's, you feel like you're dirty and shit and change, you can have a shower. We have a shower room naman within our department, so it's a big help.
Right? Do you have to take a shower longer now? Like, is there like a standard shower minimum?
not longer, but more thorough.
Thorough, okay.
Yeah, for sure.
It's a hassle though. Like, I bought like a gill mask. That one I have to clean when I get home. It's the one that looks like a Bane mask, and then you can you can cut different types of a mask. So for example, like a normal surgical mask or a N95 mask, you can cut it into the shape of the filter and then you just put it there. But after that, you have to clean the whole thing. So it's a pain in the ass because you have to keep doing that every day over and over again and with each patient. So it's a pain in the ass.
And bro, how do you stay up, man? Like, I really don't know how doctors can stay up for at least 24 hours. Sometimes you go longer, but like,
well, it's not, it's very rare that you go straight. Like, it's your work time is straight 24 hours, but there's like lulls in between, so it's manageable. But like the next day, usually, like, I'm a vegetable. Like, I just sleep the whole day. Like today, I woke up like, you know, 7-8 p.m.
Galing siya sa hospital kanina, Nicky.
Coffee really. Coffee saves you talaga. I love coffee. Like, that was the problem, the start of the pandemic. Coffee shops were closed. Man, crazy. Like, even McDo coffee, nowhere to be found. Man. That was crazy. Thank God for the ones that opened. Those are heroes.
I mean, you said you admitted it naman kanina that your friends all always see you as an optimist, as someone positive. And I think that's refreshing. I mean, we need more of that now. You know, if someone like who doesn't really know anything about, you know, the medical community and like how, you know, and also like being positive, because some people, you know, they tend to go to the negative. But like, as a positive person, like, what would you want to share to those listening about, like, you know, how to like just. Not even with the pandemic, just with life. Like, what are your insights?
Man, you guys ask hard questions, huh?
I know, man. I know. We have to.
I've been like F-bombing and stuff. Is that allowed in this
podcast? Yeah, it's allowed,
bro.
It's allowed.
Okay, yeah, I'm just making sure.
Is it okay? Is it allowed for you? Okay lang ba?
Yeah, that's fine, man.
Okay,
gave a disclaimer in the start, man.
Yeah.
Every time, like, I do like stuff like
no
this.
No one sees it, na lang, stuff. But keeping positive. How do you keep? Well, for me, if you're negative the whole time, what do you look forward to in life, diba? Like, you have to look forward to something in life. So, especially now in the pandemic, you like the things you really took for granted before, like you. Like getting a drive-through of coffee each day. That's something you look forward to. So I'm guessing like people would look forward to what they did pre-pandemic. That's something they can look forward to. Because me personally, that's what I look forward to. Like the day we can all like go out without masks and shit, see my friends and like hang out in their houses and stuff, go out, have a drink, go to weddings, wedding parties. Those are fun things. Yeah, those are the things I think. I think it's just like, I think people should focus on looking towards the future, like a brighter future, I guess. It sounds cheesy and shit, but I think everyone just has to be like patient. Everyone will get through this, I think. Yeah. We got great minds naman working on it, so I'm hopeful. I hope we have great minds. Like, working on
we do.
I don't know them personally, yeah.
We do. Let's just assume the best na lang. Hope for the best. But bro, thanks so much for joining us, man.
Thank you. It's nice seeing you guys again, man.
Yeah, man. Hopefully we get to hang out in person.
After a night.
Yep. Hopefully next year, man.
Play ball again.
You
haven't played ball at least this one. I haven't played
ball. Sarap nun.